Hi, all y'all. Good to have you drop in for episode 8. We're getting there of the 15-week limited podcast series. It's just me, country cowgirl Dr. D and Blue Waters, a Nashville recording artist whose voice will be behind each week's country song. The guides the book reading from my soon-to-be-published I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth. Last episode, we wrapped up by playing our usual teaser of this episode's song, I've Got a Tiger by the Tail. As always, we gave the quiz question. Okay, Blue, what sparked Buck Owens to write this song?
He was actually getting gas at the Esso station where the slogan was, Put a Tiger in Your Tank. And his Buckaroos were moving slowly through the charts, and he wanted to rev them up.
He sure did. That Esso station, if you're as old as I am, it's ESSO, no longer exists. And I had no idea that Put a Tiger in Your Tank was their slogan. So Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, hang on. Each week, I share how the episode's country song chose me. This chapter is an easy one to write, as both my son and me were revved up with more energy than we know what to do. We both have an entrepreneurial thinking spirit, but we don't always fit the rule book. But for different reasons. To have a tiger by its tail means to have an association with something so powerful and potentially dangerous. And yet, somehow, you have to solve the difficult problem as there's no way to let go of that tail. The name of this song comes from a Chinese proverb. He who rides the tiger is afraid to dismount. I might say it a little differently. In this life of a tiger and living with a tiger, once our relationship venture began, you have to hold on. You must carry it out together to the end. How about you, Blue? Have you ever had a tiger relationship in your life that you were afraid to let go of for fear that the outcome would be worse than hanging on for dear life?
Boy, have I. When I was younger, I definitely went through a time where I would try and force the outcome of my relationships, whether that was a romantic one or one between friends and family. I was such a people pleaser that I would hold on to certain people in hopes that I had the power to somehow change their life or fix their life or the problems they shared with me in some way. And through those trials, I learned very quickly and kind of the hard way that while I do have the power to change the world and make it a better place in some way, it's not necessarily my place to fix people, but to kind of meet them where they are. And if that isn't suitable, dangerous, like you were mentioning, for my life, then I had to learn to let it go and move on, which is so freeing. Once you get to the point where you are able to do so.
If you listen, life has great lessons. And sometimes just hanging on to that tiger teaches you so much. It teaches you how to be you and also be on your own. So thank you, Blue.
Absolutely.
Grab that guitar while you sing this week's song, and I will pull out the lyrics as I always do. The guide this week's chapter read about hanging on for the wild ride, no matter the danger.
All right, y'all hang on.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing. losing weight and turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, every night you drag me where the bright lights are found. There ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
I've got a tiger by the tail. Singers, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. Writers, Buck Owens and H. Howard. Lyrics, I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and turning mighty pale. Looks like I got a tiger by the tail. Words to read came hard. Words to speak flowed like the West Virginia River that captured his attention in a raft, a canoe, or a kayak. He chose Oregon to start his journey, but immediately traveled to Alabama, cruising in his beloved foot-pushing, mama-ramming, yellow and red Volkswagen bug-shaped plastic car. His early days were in a backpack, strapped to his mama's back. His inability to be still rivaled only his mama's need to move, walk, run, dance, and never sit. You see, we come from a long line of non-sitters, from his great-grandma to his grandma to his mama, who earned bragging rights for fidgety, squirmy, and far too much spirit. So it's no surprise that he went from belly rocking to a sprint skipping run and avoided all the thrill that comes with celebrating baby's first steps. He plumb wore out the Southern grits cooking backwoods nanny who would bolt as soon as mama would get home from a long day teaching at the university. Roll Tide. It was just the two of us for the most part, as his dad continued to book as much travel as one could schedule in any one given month. We all agreed that once we moved to the new jobs in Montana, that we would be a happier family. But nothing changed. And the same amount of airline tickets filled his dad's briefcase. He did love us both, but preferred that love be from a long distance. To appease his high energy as his mama, I gave my son far too many treats, toys, surprises, and more to keep noise levels down and just to plumb wear him out. I could sense that he struggled with other kids at the YWCA's daycare when I was teaching step Reebok, but then that was chalked up to his mama not being the soccer van type or playdate concierge. We tried it all. Group classes, TP ski lessons, Sunday school, preschool, and more. The average amount of time it took before he got escorted to the door, off the ski slope, or off the playground grew shorter as the years clicked by. It became clear that he had tiger blood. And as a mama, it became abundantly clear that I had a tiger by his tail that was dangerous to proceed with or to escape from. But no truer words were ever lived than the Chinese proverb, "He who rides a tiger is afraid to dismount." You see, I could not let go, loved too much, and hung on with a feline animal instinct, which was part protection from the mean-spirited ones, the bullies, the ones who did not invite him, and his sadness she could sense as he was rejected and rejected again. Wasn't his neon red hair that cued the one teacher to protect him from the playground cruel ones? From the beginning, the teacher was attracted to his prowling spirit. She simply believed that he would be someone someday, and no amount of hanging on to that tail would hold him back. No curveballs, hard knocks would ever cause him to be a victim. At a later than usual age, he began to read and write, supported by those who believed the tiger would rule the kingdom. My protected confusion guided me to disbelieve that he too had the disease of his generation. The label given to the socially inept, too loud, rule-defying kids, but the medicine began to enable him to adjust, play sports, and at least be slightly included. The downside of those slow-down pills had eaten into his creativity, his energy, and his freedom to be free. To be ourselves exiles us from others, and yet to comply with what others want causes us to be exiled from ourselves. My son's story is of pain and the discovery that comes from embracing who you are, complete with flaws, imperfections, and small stains of continued disappointment. Bitterness began to set in after the roller coaster of maybe this idea, is this the one? Only to be let down again. Too long I protected, and too long I was afraid to explain that life is a long road you must take to unleash what you have, rather than focusing on what you don't, or lasering in on what was done to you. The blame game is a very brief respite from knowing that you and you alone have to travel the road filled with setbacks that catapult you forward and everything in between. It is nice to have the right qualifications and to be liked, but there is no higher qualification than genuine inspiration. Trust the spark and where it takes you. You alone must first sound the call and find you and the truth of who you are. You know the notes of your song. No other song will do for your tiger's tail. Those past voices told you and continue to tell you you were delusional rather than inspired, dancing to a country song of no hope for success. Maybe there were times you did not have one good reason to go forward and thought maybe it was best to cave in. What in the outcome of giving up is worth the price? Sometimes I feel at home in the song, and other times I wonder what possesses me. I think for my son and me, the only answer is to get possessed. Fire up that tiger spirit and let that tail wail. Thanks, y'all, for listening in with Blue and me. We appreciate your being with us on I'm Just a Country Song's 8th episode. driven by Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, I've got a tiger by the tail. The song in my Red Dirt Wisdom asks, when you have a challenge in your life, do you hang on for the ride or simply give up no matter the danger of a worst case outcome? In other words, do you stay? Do you go? Do you stay and do the hard work? Or do you just let go? Next week's song guides the podcast, and it's one of Garth Brooks' most requested song. It's a favorite of Blue and mine, too. It's called The Dance. It's a love song about the end of a passionate relationship, but also a story of someone dying because of something he, she believes in after a moment of glory. Perhaps the storyline is one and the same. It was for me. Blue, will you give us a few chords of a song that celebrates that the journey is worth it, no matter that it comes to an end in a way different than you would choose?
All right, here it is.
For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Blue, let's give our usual weekly quiz about the dance. Listeners, when you tune in for the next episode, you'll get the answer. All right, here it is, the question. Does Garth Brooks consider this song his absolute number one favorite? Tune in to episode 9 to hear the answer. Hey, Blue, if folks want to learn more about what you're up to, where do they go?
They can go to @IAmBlueWaters on Instagram or TikTok, or they can go to Blue Waters Music on Facebook, and that is spelled B-L-U, as I'm sure you all know by this point in the podcast series. And you can listen to my music on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube. And be on the lookout for my next single, and it is called Cali King.
Ooh, Cali like the state, Cali like, well, what's the song?
Cali King as in California King.
Oh, like in the bed, California King. All right, stay tuned, y'all. See you all for the next episode of the 15 Limited Series podcast, rolling out the chapters of my soon-to-be-published book, I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth. Be looking for Cali King, Blue's new song, and for my book in the spring of 2024. Won't you join us for our next podcast? We hope so. Wishing you all well. Take care.